at 615 Sunflower Avenue on the banks of the Sunflower River in Clarksdale sits a rundown single-story brick building nestled among some dilapidated houses. There are dried-up bushes out front and a porch with some rusty lawn furniture. A sign on the curtain screen door reads, "Come in, we're open." And if you do, after your eyes adjust to the darkness, take a peek through the gated cashier's window. Behind the bars, you'll see a bed and a walker and a big worn green chair, its seat covered in plastic. Resting in this chair at all times is a heavy-set woman, her white hair pulled back in a braid, often listening to the sounds of past guests on the beat-up tape recorder beside her.
No matter what you said, Robin. I'll know.
Robin Nighthawk.
The way you've been treating me, darling, is coming back.
She is the heart and soul of the Riverside Hotel.
I am Z.L. Hill, 85 years old. I've been here since November 9, 1944, operating this building.
Little has changed in the nearly 50 years that Z.L. Hill, just call her Mama, has owned and run the Riverside. There has never been a bellhop or a doorman here, no mints on the pillow or rooms with a view.
You ain't got to get out your tuxedo to come to the Riverside.
No, but what the hotel lacks in elegance is more than made up for by Mama's four-star treatment of each and every guest.
If we have anything to eat, I give them part of my food. And I have taken clothes off of people and washed them in my washer and dry them for it and be have them ready for the next moment. And you do that. Yes, you do that for people.
Which is why people have become so devoted to the Riverside, many of them blues musicians. Clarksdale is the world's unofficial blues capital, where John Lee Hooker was born and Muddy Waters grew up. When musicians rolled into town to play a gig or even to settle down for a while, they usually checked into the Riverside. Z.L. Hill's hotel register reads like a blues encyclopedia.
Okay, you have room.
Mama has Clarence Powell, the Riverside's handyman, show me to my room. The hotel is made up of two long dark hallways, one on the ground floor and one in the basement. There are 10 rooms along each hall. Clarence Powell takes me to the first room on the right.
That's room two, the room that Bessie Smith died in.
It's true. In 1937, Bessie Smith's car crashed nearby on Highway 61. She was brought to this building, which was, at the time, the G.T. Thomas Afro-American Hospital. She bled to death in the hospital's operating room, which became the Riverside Hotel's room number two 7 years later, when Mama bought the building. My room is much like the others. Peeling green stucco walls, an old gas heater, a bed, and a blanket. Mama says that of all her rooms, this is the most popular.
So many people asked to stay in that room. I don't know what's the idea. But they asked. I had a man from Alabama, and I had put him in 10, and he said, no, put me in the room where Bessie Smith passed. And some of them want to stay in the room where Ike Turner was.
That was room 7, just down the hall, past a half dozen handwritten signs Mama's scotch taped up, politely reminding her guests not to cook in rooms or leave their lights on or to make too much noise. Turner, who was born in Clarksdale, moved into the Riverside as a young man in order to pursue his musical career. Mama Hill says she had to keep a constant eye on little Ike.
Thought he's a man. He wasn't no man. He's just a big boy.
In 1951, Ike Turner joined forces with Jackie Brenston, a singer and sax player gigging in Clarksdale. In the living room of the Riverside Hotel, Turner and Brenston worked up a number called Rocket 88.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Music historians often point to this as the first ever rock and roll song, which has led Z.L. Hill to conclude that her living room is where rock and roll was born. Well, you could say that, but it's not quite that simple. Actually, much of the credit for the song's historic significance belongs to a bumpy patch of Highway 61. On the way to Memphis to record the song, the group's amplifier fell off their car and its speaker cone broke. The guys jerry-rigged the amp with newspaper and cardboard and brought it into the studio anyway. The fuzzy sound coming from that amplifier caught on and became a hallmark of early rock and roll.
Ike Turner, that's my boy.
Today, most of Mama's boys, that's what she calls all of her long-term residents, work at nearby factories. Most of her overnight guests are Japanese tourists. Not too many musicians stay at the hotel anymore, although they do drop by to visit.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark at night,
despite all of the years of hard work she's put into the Riverside, Z.L. Hill says that the credit for this hotel's ability to make so many great musicians feel so welcome does not lie with her.
Bessie Smith made this their home. She died for this to be their home. I'm just the caretaker. Bessie Smith is the engineer, and I'm just riding on the train.
And so Z.L. Hill can spend her days contently rocking in her big old green chair, eyes closed, fingertips lightly tapping the armrests, listening to the sounds of the Riverside Hotel.
Then they roll a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
Then they roll a little boat about 5 miles across the pond.
Yeah, sir. That's busy. That's Bessie.
I packed all my clothes, sold them in, and they rolled me along. It thundered and the lightning, and the wind began to blow. When it thundered and the lightning, and the wind began to blow.